Sermon 185, Section 1. About knowing God. Praise be to Allah. He is such that senses cannot perceive Him, place cannot contain Him, eyes cannot see Him, and veils cannot ever cover Him. He proves His eternity by the coming into existence of His creation, and also by originating His creation, He proves His existence. And by their mutual similarity, He proves that there is nothing similar to Him. He is true in His promise. He is too high to be unjust to His creatures. He stands by equity among His creation, and practices justice over them in His commands. He provides evidence through the creation of things of His being from ever, through their marks of incapability of His power, and through their powerlessness against death of His eternity. He is one, but not by counting. He is everlasting without any limit. He is existent without any support. Minds admit of Him without any activity of the senses. Things which can be seen stand witness to Him without confronting Him. Imagination cannot encompass Him. He manifests Himself to the imagination with His help for the imagination, and refuses to be imagined by the imagination. He has made imagination the arbiter in this matter. He is not big in the sense that volume is vast, and so His body is also big, nor is He great in the sense that His limits should extend to the utmost, and so His frame be extensive. But He is big in possession and great in authority.